from 90.7 WFAE. This is Newsworthy for Tuesday, May 12, 2026. I'm Eric Thiel. Charlotte City Council passed a resolution in a 6-5 vote Monday night, directing their representative on the Charlotte Regional Transportation Planning Organization to oppose the controversial toll lane project on I-77. Councilmember Malcolm Graham said the process has been flawed from the start.
Despite what I think is good work that they've done in March and April to try to recorrect and level set and reintroduce this project to the community, there is significant distrust of the process and the impact for this community.
In a statement Tuesday morning, Shannon Benz of Sustain Charlotte said, quote, "While this vote does not end the discussion around the project, it is an important acknowledgement that the community deserves a more thoughtful process before decisions of this magnitude move forward." The Charlotte-Mecklenburg Schools Board of Education is set to vote tonight on an amended budget proposal from Superintendent Crystal Hill. The board rejected her first proposal in a dramatic 8-1 vote last month. James Farrell has more.
The board has met three times since the April 28th vote, culminating in a contentious five-hour hearing last Friday, where the board told Hill to deliver an amended recommendation by Monday at 3 p.m. Board Chair Stephanie Sneed confirmed to WFAE Monday that Hill had submitted a new proposal. Under state law, CMS must adopt and submit its budget proposal to Mecklenburg County by this Friday. Hill had previously proposed a $2.1 billion spending plan that included roughly $6 million in cuts to guard against state budget uncertainty. But board members have had questions about the impacts of some of those cuts, including central office staff and the elimination of lunch monitors. Board members have also voiced frustration about the budget process and said staff answers to their questions have been insufficient. James Farrell, WFAE News.
A plan to bring red light cameras back to Charlotte took a big step forward Monday after winning approval from the City Council's Safety Committee. Kenneth Lee reports.
The committee voted unanimously 4-0 to advance a city-funded program to place 10 red light cameras across Charlotte. If approved by the full council, the city could fine red light runners $75 per violation, with majority of revenue benefiting Charlotte-Mecklenburg schools. The program would cost $600,000 annually. The committee also considered having CMS run the program and reimburse the city for expenses, but Councilmember Ed Driggs said he wasn't sure lawmakers in Raleigh would approve that plan, which they would need to do.
Hate to be negative, but I'm just saying the environment is such that I don't know about the politics of that.
Charlotte previously had red light cameras from 1998 to 2006 before the program was axed due to cost concerns. Kenneth Lee, WFAE News.
With Charlotte Mayor Vi Lyles resigning next month, former Charlotte Mayor Jennifer Roberts is throwing her hat in the ring with a pitch to be the city's interim mayor. Eli Portillo has more.
Back in 2017, Vi Lyles defeated incumbent Mayor Jennifer Roberts to win the first of her five terms. Lyles announced last week that she'll step down June 30th, almost 18 months early. In a letter to City Council on Monday, Roberts said that she wants to fill out the balance of Lyles' term. Roberts said she wouldn't seek to run in 2027 if she were appointed, and that she wouldn't take a salary. Charlotte City Council will pick the interim mayor in the coming weeks. The candidate they select must be a Democrat like Lyles. It's unclear if Roberts would be able to win the support of a majority of City Council members. Eli Portillo, WFAE News.
Data centers have become a divisive political issue on the Charlotte City Council, one that took center stage during Monday night's meeting. Zachary Turner reports.
The City Council discussed what to do about data center development and the water, power use, and noise residents worry about. The city found that one data center under construction near University Place could use as much as 1.2 million gallons of water per day during the summer, roughly the equivalent of 4,000 homes. Councilmember Lawana Mayfield said the city needed more information on the cost of hosting modern data centers.
But we're also recognizing that our state has created incentives for certain companies, which is putting a strain on our resources. We need to figure out a way for them to cover basically what is the cost of doing business in Charlotte versus the cost to the residents.
City Council voted to hold a public hearing on May 26th. The city could pass a 150-day data center moratorium as soon as June 8th. Zachary Turner, WFAE News.
New data released about Charlotte's immigration court shows deportation orders are rising sharply this year. Julian Berger has more.
Immigration judges at Charlotte's Immigration Court ordered more than 7,000 removals between January and April. That's more than 85% of cases decided on. Only 82 cases resulted in people being allowed to stay in the U.S., about 1% of all outcomes. In 2025, 72% of cases ended in removal. In 2024, 54% of cases ended in removal. The Charlotte Immigration Court handles cases from both North and South Carolina. Julian Berger, WFAE News.
Union County Public Schools is overhauling its school media program next year, eliminating 11 positions and moving away from dedicated media coordinators in every school. The Charlotte Observer reports the restructuring was approved as part of the district's new budget last week and comes as Union County grapples with a projected $10 million state funding shortfall tied to declining enrollment. Union County currently has 48 media coordinator positions. Of the 11 being eliminated, 5 are already vacant because of resignations or unfilled openings. A 4-day convention in Charlotte aims to outline ways to support minority groups and those impacted by sexual violence. Elvis Meneyese has more.
Nonprofit leaders and community advocates will gather for the National Investing in Girls of Color convention starting Tuesday. The gathering aims to highlight ways to provide holistic support for young girls and those who are gender expansive. Dr. Monique Kufson leads Grant Makers for Girls of Color.
They want career paths that make sense for them, but they also just want joy and safety and love in their communities.
Kufson says the convention will also feature Tarana Berg, who is behind the Me Too movement that supports survivors of sexual violence.
Protecting the bodies of girls is a critical part of this work that we do to resource girls, to think about how girls' bodies are safe, but also how their emotional and social safety is something that requires our specific interrogation and engagement.
The convention wraps up on Friday. Elvis Meneyese, WFA News.
And for Tuesday, May 12th, that's Newsworthy. I'm Eric Thiel.